right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
Get a and now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Hour number two right here. And we've got to hit some of the top three stories here starting off. Then we'll get into some other more local stories. A federal judge has rejected Trump's special master request. So this is the end of that saga and that drama. So, you know, with the Mar-a-Lago raid, the FBI has a bunch of documents. Trump requested a special master who would also review the documents to make sure that there was not anything that they were trying to claim that was wrong or classified and things like that. And initially, a judge granted that special master request. The Department of Justice appealed it. It has gone all the way through the appeals process. The Supreme Court has said they will not weigh in on this. I'm going to leave it alone. And so the final appeals court ruled against the special master. Some 1,500 migrants, according to witnesses, crossed the Rio Grande yesterday. 1,500 witnesses crossed the Rio Grande yesterday into El Paso. Thousands have come into the El Paso area just in the past month. And then snowy weather has hit the west, and the storm is headed east, and it could affect millions of people over in the west or in the east coast. Sorry. One of the big stories going on in the news you're seeing is pertaining to that transgendered Navyman, former Navy SEAL. I don't know if you saw this one. So this Navy SEAL was, became transgender, or not became, but I don't know how do you describe it. But he became famous for coming out as transgender. And now, so Chris Beck, formerly as Kristen Beck. So it was Chris Beck when he's a Navy SEAL, then became Kristen Beck. Now he's detransitioning back to Chris Beck. And he says, it's time for us to wake up. He says, everything you see on CNN with my face, do not believe a word of it. Whoa. Everything that happened to me for the past 10 years destroyed my life. I destroyed my life. I'm not a victim. I did this to myself, but I had help. I take full responsibility. I went on CNN and everything else, and that's why I'm here now. I'm trying to correct that. Because at one point, he went on CNN with Anderson Cooper and explained explained his transition and things like that. He says that he was taken advantage of by the liberal media. He says, I was used. I was very naive. I was in a really bad way, and I got taken advantage of. I got propagandized. I got used badly by a lot of people who had knowledge way beyond me. They knew what they were doing. I didn't. And he was deployed 13 times, awarded over 50 decorations. And when he finally got out of the military is when he decided to come out as transgender and try to, and then he was, like he said, the liberal media, he feels like took advantage of him. Now he goes on and says this. There are thousands of gender clinics being put up all over America. As soon as children go in and say, I'm a tomboy, or this makes me feel uncomfortable, then a psychologist says, oh, well, you're transgender. And the very next day, you're on hormones, the same hormones they are using for medical castration for pedophiles. Now they're giving this to perfectly healthy 13-year-olds. Does it seem right? This is why I'm trying to tell America it's time to wake up. Thought that was a pretty powerful message and it needed to be shared because we talk about that all the time. 10, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, they're too young to make such dramatic decisions in their life. They do not want to live. This is somebody who was in his 20s and decided, oh, I made a big mistake. And much less somebody who's in their teens, you know? And we're seeing all the time, one of the most heart-wrenching stories I've seen shared with me through, I don't know if it was a TikTok or Instagram or whatever, was somebody who is now in their 20s, young 20s, but transitioned, had their hormone replacement surgery and stuff, or hormone replacement therapy in their teens, and watching this kid just bawl his eyes out and for the mistake that he made, it's heart-wrenching to me to see this. And I know that a lot of kids are going through identity crisis and things like this, but there's got to be other ways to help with those identity crisis instead of changing their biology or trying to change their biology. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We are still seeing some slight slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be going in the eastbound direction on the Escambia Bay Bridge as you're getting past the scenic highway exit, getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. Moving slowly. It is moving, but again, you're going to see some congestion. We had a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. But other than that, we're checking in clear on 29 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as just seeing its typical afternoon slowdowns on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
excuse me. I got a text here that says, transitioning should not be allowed before 21, and actually shouldn't be allowed before 30 or 35, most likely. Or it shouldn't be allowed at all, but it's going to happen, so it should be regulated much differently than it is. Well, and that's one thing when you talk about the 21 years old. I mean, that's what Governor DeSantis said. Look, we don't allow people to get tattoos until they're 21. Why would we allow them to change like their hormone therapy younger than that? It's kind of a common sense thing, really, when you think about it from that perspective of it. Anyway, I thought that was kind of an interesting story. I do want to bring this up as well. We've brought this up for places like Navarre, Destin, some other cities in our area, but now Pensacola is looking to ban smoking and vaping in city parks. Ooh. Smoking and vape. I'm mixed about that. I mean, I've never smoked, but I've also, I really don't like the smell of cigarette smoke. I don't like the cigarette smoke around me. I mean, you know, I'm old enough back when restaurants would have smoking sections, right? And so I've been around a lot more than the younger generation today, and you have too. And I didn't like it. But I remember even being conflicted when they started banning restaurants from being able to have smoking sections. I was like, you can tell a private business what to do? That seems very... You're stepping over your bounds there. So I remember being conflicted like that already. You're telling a private business what they can or cannot do when it comes to cigarette smoking. And I understood the justification was, well, we're trying to protect others from secondhand smoke. Because even if you go to a restaurant and you're in the non-smoking section, it's not like the smoke just has a barrier. It's like, I'm not going over there. Those are the non-smokers. You know, it's not like that. So I understood the argument was, well, we're trying to protect the public and everything. But now we're talking about public parks too, which is, okay, now it's not private business. It's city-owned business, you know, city-owned land or county-owned land, but it's for the public and it's outdoors. It's outside. And so as much as it might be an annoyance, like if you don't like somebody smoking next to you, because that annoys you and you're like, don't smoke, you have the ability to get up and go to another part of the park, right? And so I don't know. Every time I see this smoking vaping ban thing, I guess one of my big issues with it is there's this very fine line between, for me to go, look, are you trying to tell people that they can't do things because it's bad for their own health? Or are you trying to tell people that they can't do things because it's bad for other people's health? See what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you telling me what I can or cannot do for my own body. If I want to harm my own body, whether it be from cigarettes or alcohol or fat foods, that should be up to me. But if you're telling me I can't have those things because it's harming somebody next to me, like secondhand smoke, okay. But still, there's Like, there should be there's a line there of like, where are you infringing on somebody's freedoms? Like, you can only harm yourself in the four walls of your own home. If you want to smoke, you want to drink, you want to eat fat food, you can only do it in your house. But as soon as you step out those doors, you're in our territory now. Like, that's what it feels like. And so it very much, yeah, very, I don't know. I'm mixed. And I get it. A lot of people are like, well, I hate smoking, so I'm supporting this ban. And I'm like, see, I don't like smoking, but I also respect other people's freedoms. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I wonder, like, how common is it that someone is so close to you at the park that they're smoking right near your kid or they're smoking right near you? Like, I feel like they would usually walk away. Or is it like we have so many city playgrounds and things that have been damaged because of smoking? Like, what's the reason?
Yeah.
Is it trash? Is it, like, because then other
trash too?
They said on the WEAR,
I have seen that,
like,
on beaches.
The trash and stuff is the reason why. So is it that? Is it health? What's the
reason? Vaping doesn't leave trash, though.
Yeah.
So what's your excuse there?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, the vaping doesn't leave trash. Cigarette butts. I've been in some places back in the 80s where you could go to a park and it was just littered with cigarette butts. People don't smoke enough anymore to have tons and tons of cigarette butts all over the place.
Well, I'm wondering, the park right by my house did, like, get damaged. I don't know if it was a while ago, but it was, like, got damaged because of a cigarette. It ended up being that. So,
started,
but that's
fire.
One thing. So I'm wondering, did
and
that...
I have seen that out west, when, like, in California, Nevada, and place where they have those massive droughts. They will ban smoking in, like, the national parks and stuff there because they're like, yeah, you flick a cigarette, or even if you don't flick the cigarette, if you just, on accident, you could start a wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see that. But
I don't know how common that is.
Yeah, like, how common is that? Yeah, especially out here where we get a lot of rain. So, good question. Is it legal to drink in a public park? See, I don't know. My instincts would be, yeah, why not? Because you're outside, and I mean, I know we have open container laws, which still I'm not sure I agree with those either. But that's a good question. Hey, Bobby, can we still smoke our medical marijuana vapes? All right, now you're just taking it to another level. Vaping doesn't pollute. I see those spent cartridges on the grounds everywhere, and they are plastic. Oh, because I was saying vaping doesn't pollute, but somebody says there's spent cartridges. I don't vape. I don't know how that thing works. I thought it would just have. Isn't it like a butane charger? You just stick the butane in there, like you do with a lighter. You just refill the butane. Isn't it like that? There's actually cartridges that get ejected, like a gun. Like, you hit a button and it just goes to the ground and you refill it back up. Do they make vapes that look like guns so you can do that? I don't know. What about used? Nope. I'm not. Use prophylactics. There you go. I see those in the park all the time. Those should probably be banned from public parks. I agree with that one. There are several different types. The ones you're describing is just one. Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. I'm sorry for being ignorant in that area, but that's why I need you to help me understand some of these things. All right, coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Crew de Yayas are offering a special registration on the 10th annual I Pink I Can Run 4-mile walk and run coming up Saturday, February 25th. It'll be here before we know it. Use the code SANTA22 for $7 off of registration through the 20th. So get more details and register it. Newsradio923.com. That's News Radio. No, actually, go to our sister station, catcountry987.com, I believe. So we'll have to double check that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923 in formative, local, dependable. A couple more texts here, real quick. I guess you can't eat in public parks anymore either because of the trash left behind there. People just need to stop complaining about stuff. Interesting idea there, too, because you do get more trash, I think, from people eating, like wrappers and stuff. Okay, seriously, if you're sitting in a park with your kids and someone comes in and starts smoking just upwind of you, why should you have to move in order to enjoy the park? Well, that's true. I understand that. And not everybody is like me, where I'll sit at the beach and somebody comes and sits next to me and starts smoking. And I go, hey, dude, I was here first. Take your smoke and go downwind of me. I mean, I've done that many times to people. And I'm like, hey, are you serious? And they just look at me and I go, dude, you're smoking right next to me. I don't want your lungs in my lungs. Get out of here. And they're like, you're an a-hole. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, this a-hole can kick your ass, so you better get going. This is Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll hit Joe Ford.
Our slowdowns on I-10 eastbound have cleared up, so we're checking in clear on I-10 right now. On 29, we're looking good throughout Pensacola. Just seeing our typical afternoon slowdowns. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge, you're just going to see some delays. See something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Suspect in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland back in jail after making an appearance in a court in D.C. The elderly Libyan man faces two counts of destruction of an aircraft resulting in death. The explosion killed all 270 people on board, including 190 Americans. Northern Washington State Courthouse on lockdown today for armed man in the lobby. Police surrounding the Snohomish County building, and a negotiation is believed to be underway there. The head men's basketball coach at the University of Texas, Chris Beard, now out of jail after posting bond and released after being booked on a felony family violence charge. Austin police say a woman accused Beard of choking her early this morning at home. New study linking certain types of screen time with OCD in children. The study, published in the Journal of Adolescent Health, followed about 9,200 children between the ages of 9 and 10. Researchers say each additional hour of playing video games increased the risk of OCD by 13%. Each additional hour of watching videos upped the risk by 11%. Bobby?
You know what I think increases the likelihood of OCD more than video games? I mean, it might be true. This study might be accurate about the video game thing, but TikTok.
We'll see that. I mean, that's like would be like an hour of watching videos, but I'm surprised that that number was less than video games.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
Because, I mean, you have to play an hour of video games. I mean, I feel like there's a lot more effort that goes into that because, I mean, you know, you're.
But let's face it too. With some video games, like I play with my kids a lot and. Sometimes we'll just throw on something and it's like, all right, it's been an hour. And they're like, it's been an hour. And like,
yeah, but like
games, an hour will fly by because you're
I understand
dug into
that.
It.
But like your mental, like you are focused on what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
There's an objective. But
yes.
I mean, you're just like flipping videos. You know, you're watching some of them. Others, you're just, you know, mindlessly just going through them.
And so that's why I think the mindlessly ones would be worse for your mental state than video game where you're actually focused on a mission or accomplishment or scoring a touchdown or depends on the type of game that you have, right? In fact, I've seen a lot of things that actually are reversing these. Like, this is the first time I've heard a negative study about video games in a while. More of the studies I've been seeing is, here's the benefits of video games for kids. Helping them concentrate, actually. Helping them achieve goals. Helping them learn how to, you know, do hand-eye coordination. You know, I've seen all kinds of things like that. So this is the first one I've seen.
Well, I mean, I attribute video games to my success throughout middle school and high school when I was a straight CD student.
Straight CD student?
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's get a quick break. We'll come back here. Actually, we're running out of time, so I'll just keep going right here. There's the state of Florida is looking to launch child IDs. Child IDs. There is, it's a new child ID kit that's being distributed to parents of kindergartners. This is from Ashley Moody, the state attorney general. So the kits are designed to help parents in an emergency and are to be kept at home by either parents or guardians who want them. And I'm thinking, what's this? So the kits include ID cards that will include information about the physical characteristics of children, as well as photographs, fingerprints, and DNA. I'm like, why would I want this? Here you go. Low-tech tool to help parents record and safely store important information about their children. That way they can quickly present it to law enforcement. I'm like, oh, like in case of kidnappings or runaway. And as she says, I hope no parent would ever have to utilize the kit. No parent will ever need to use these, but it's better to be prepared. Big Brother's watching. That gives them a database. Good point there. Top three stories here for you. Federal judge rejects Trump's special master request for Mar-a-Lago documents. Some 1,500 migrants crossed the Rio Grande into El Paso just yesterday alone, according to witnesses, and snowy weather hit the West Coast and is headed east and expected to impact millions. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Let's see here. Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN. New England Patriots take on the Arizona Cardinals. NBA TV has the NBA at 7 o'clock with the Atlanta Hawks against the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by the Boston Celtics against the Clippers. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+. NCAA men's basketball on the Longhorn Network. Number 7, Texas, is playing Rice, but they're going to be without their head coach as he was arrested. Chris Beard was arrested for assault in a domestic dispute. And then FS1 has Creighton against Arizona State tonight. And other sports news, Mississippi State head coach for football, Mike Leach, is in critical condition following a heart attack. That's an ongoing situation right there. And then the Cowboys signed T.Y. Hilton. Braves get gold glove catcher Sean Murphy from the A's in a 3-team trade. Purdue takes over the number 1 spot in AP men's basketball poll as Alabama got knocked off by Houston. And that is your sports hit. Real quick here, in FIFA World Cup, Argentina, of course, is going to be playing Croatia tomorrow. France beat England on Saturday, and Morocco beat Portugal. So France and Morocco will play on Wednesday. That will be the lineup of your World Cup. I got another World Cup story for you right after our Traffic on the Fives and our CBS Sports Minute right here on News Radio 92.3.
We are seeing some slight delays on I-10. This is going to be at the Avalon Boulevard exit if you're heading eastbound. Other than that, we're checking in clear. Everyday afternoon slowdowns, Highway 90 is going to be slow moving right when you get past the Scenic Highway Davis exit, intersection near the Tom Thumb is where your delays are going to start, and it's going to continue the whole way throughout the bridge. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Stores are a new world of possibilities with innovative tools for small businesses and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The Cowboys' narrow 27-23 win over the Texans is being treated like a loss by many NFL experts. Houston is the worst team in the league, and they gave Dallas all it could handle. But this isn't college football. There are no style points. The win is all that counts. Yes, the Texans are terrible, but they clearly got up to play against their in-state rival. So it wasn't pretty. The Cowboys are still 10-3 and in great position to make a push in the NFC. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Vegas Insider John Anthony. Monday Night Report against the spread. Last 5 weeks, documented 8-2. That's 80% winners. I'm red hot. I love tonight's matchup, and it sure is free on recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. New England, Arizona, plus the total. Free recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. I'll prove it. New England, Arizona, plus the total.
All right, there you go, CBS Sports Minute. Coach Shinnick, Pete Shinnick, stepping down from UWF. And after they lost the semifinal game over the weekend, he's going to take a job over at Towson University. And, you know, this is something. He's been with the team for 8 years. He came here after he helped another school start their football program and helped them get to the playoffs. He didn't just help us get to the playoffs multiple times. Four times in 6 years, he got us to the championship game twice. Got us to the semifinals 3 times. It's just, it's unheard of what happened here at UWF. It's fantastic. He's going to be sorely missed. But I've stated before, I've always thought the only way we're going to keep somebody of the caliber of Pete Shinnick was if we moved up to FCS level. If UWF was able to move up to FCS level fairly quickly, then maybe we might be able to keep him. But, I mean, somebody with that kind of talent, that kind of caliber of being able to recruit and be able to win, he's going to be recruited. I'm sure he's been recruited every year. It's just a matter of time before he was going to leave if we didn't move up to the next level, to D1. I still think that's probably a plan for UWF, you know, just like Troy State did. But it's going to take some time. We'll just have to see what happens. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. One more story I want to bring up real quick. We talked about this story as a sign of the apocalypse when the World Cup first started, where the American journalist went over there and wore a rainbow T-shirt because how dare they, Qatar is not very friendly to homosexuals. And he wanted to bring awareness and support for homosexuality, so he wore a rainbow soccer shirt. And he was detained. Remember we covered this story? He was detained for 30 minutes and demanded to be, you know, his rights and blah, blah. And eventually the security guards told him, buddy, we're detaining you. We're trying to get you to change your shirt for your own safety. And he's like, no, I'll be fine. So they let him go. And we had this as a sign of the apocalypse because we talked about how the liberal left from like New York and LA are just clueless that the rest of the world is not America. As much as you guys like to be woke and angry at America and everything, you have a lot more freedoms of speech, of expression, and things like that here than what other countries do. And I even said those security guards were probably right. They're just trying to protect him. And I said, don't be surprised if this guy gets beat up. Well, that guy has been found dead. He didn't just get beat up. And they were saying he was just found dead and died of natural causes. That's what the authorities in Qatar are saying. But his brother, among others, are saying there's no way he just died. He was healthy. He was a healthy young person. There's no way he just died. I believe he was killed. Yeah. I don't think you have to go very far to guess that. He did say to his brother ahead of time that wearing that shirt, he received a lot of death threats. I'm just, when I saw this, it happened after the show on Friday. Joe sent it over to me and was like, hey, did you see this? I know you recovered it. And I was stunned. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I don't know what to say though. And now his brother's like, we need help trying to find out the real, that's not America. When will you realize that that's Qatar? That's the Middle East. They're backwards. They're at least 100 years behind the rest of the world. You're not going to get help trying to find his murder? No. Authorities were probably behind it. It wasn't just some randos at the stadium. I mean, this is probably the government was probably like, get rid of that guy. I mean, do you not pay attention to what goes on in those other countries where they throw homosexuals off of buildings and you're going there and you're going to try to tout gay rights? And not expect any kind of consequences. Come on. I feel terrible for him and his family, but the wokeism is what got him in this situation. You can't be woke in countries that don't accept it. The only reason why you can be woke here is because we let it happen. It's just, wow. I feel it's just a terrible, terrible story. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Do we have a winner of the Christmas story tickets?
Yes, Sean is going to go see...
Sean.
That awesome movie.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just rubbing it in. All right. We'll have more tickets to give away really through Thursday. Listen to Pensacola Morning News. Listen to Pep Talk. Listen to here. We actually have a lot of tickets to give away to go see A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life over at the Singer Theater on December 19th and 20th. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Right now, our major slowdown is going to be on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Other than that, I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom for a quick news update. Joe?
Bobby, what you were talking about in the last segment there with Grant Wall there, his body and personal belongings landed in New York today, according to a senior State Department official. His brother Eric posted on social media that he was traveling with Grant's body to a medical examination and autopsy, adding that there were New York police working in Doha, Qatar, to get more information, and it seems possible, quote, Grant experienced a pulmonary embolism and was in a non-shockable state. Obviously, you know, we were texting back and forth on it over the weekend. There's a lot more that we could go into, and maybe, you know, we do that next hour or so. But yeah, it was very shocking. And you know, if you know why Grant Wall was over there, what he was doing before the World Cup started, obviously allowed a lot of conspiracies to go on, and you know, his brother contributed to that as well. But so that was the update on that today. Supreme Court is going to wade into the student loan forgiveness debate yet again. Justices will take up a second case on the matter originating out of New Orleans, and Russia's war on aggression must end. That's what G7 leaders said in a statement after they met alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky. Despite calls for the conflict to end, the leader said Russia doesn't seem interested in any peace efforts.
All right. Thank you very much for that update. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Top story is a picture of President Biden says, which way do we go? Biden directed offstage by a child after a speech marking the 75th anniversary of Toys for Tots. Basically, the article shows that he was he looked a little lost on the stage, and a child helped guide him, and he turned to the kid and says, which way do we go? And then he grabbed her hand, or she grabbed his hand, and she just took him off the stage. So I think that's a cute story, actually, myself, instead of being a lot of people are like, see, he's just wandered around again. I'm like, ah, come on. He's at Toys for Tots. I'd probably get lost on the stage, too. Other top stories of FoxNews.com. Musk lashes out against woke politics. He says the woke mind virus is either defeated or nothing else matters. And this is in response to all the wokeism that he saw and the activist employees that he found or has discovered at Twitter. He goes on and says this, under pressure from hundreds of activist employees, Twitter deplatformed Trump, a sitting U.S. president, even though they themselves acknowledged he didn't violate the rules. Oh, boy. And then another top story on FoxNews.com. This one reminds me of a Simpsons episode. There was a Simpsons episode that showed that in the future, all of society was blind. And the reason why we're all blind is because of LASIK surgery. Today, the FDA is warning patients about LASIK surgery. Saying patients need to be better informed of the risks before the eye procedure. I guess there's been a few lawsuits of people saying that they weren't fully informed that they could get dry eyes and their eyes would hurt at night driving. And things like, those are just some of the potential side effects that could happen. And they say there's not enough information that's going out about that. Of course, eye professionals are arguing that they do give enough information. So there you go.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
When you talk to yourself in your head, the larynx actually makes tiny movements. CVS, America's largest pharmacy chain, was founded in Massachusetts in 1963, and CVS stands for Consumer Value Store. Interesting. And I ran out of time for the rest. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.